This is the Balanced Artist Podcast, where we help the purpose-driven creator's journey suck a little less and thrive a little more. Hosted by award-winning musician, TEDx speaker, and comedian Rory Gardner.
Who?
We chat with experts who help level up your creative career by reframing your lifestyle as a balanced artist.
Hello and welcome back to the Balanced Artist Podcast. People always say, find your passion, pursue your passion. What does that even mean? what if you don't have a passion, right? Like, a big misconception is that passion is, it's not found, it's created. All right, so when we're laying on our deathbeds and we regret not having the courage to live a life true to ourselves, instead we live lives others expected of us. So thinking about that now, that you're not on your deathbed, it could be scary, right? But that's where the balance comes in. Did you know that you're listening to the Balanced Artist Podcast? All right, just checking in. Instead of beating yourself up over your day job or feeling guilty that you're not pursuing your art full time, you can actually juggle both until the creativity catches fire. Most of us look at our day job like it's some sort of a distraction, but I think it's an asset at this point, right? Like, think of it like a record label funding your life so that you can focus on your art. If you're trying too hard to monetize your art, it's just going to stifle the authenticity, okay? You're creating widgets as a commodity rather than something from your soul. It's like taking you away from being an artist and you're just now a person who creates stuff just to sell. It's different. I mean, I realize that's still part of the game, but there's a different undertone. And having the secondary income allows that freedom. So by the time your art takes off, you can leave your day job and you'll have, you know, you've already established your creative voice and you continue down that path. But jumping ship too soon is just a recipe for more stress and eventually resenting the creative career that you had been pursuing all along. It's tough right now. You're looking at everyone else around you doing what you want to do. And then you start feeling guilty that you've become more of a consumer than a creator. And there's nothing wrong with being a consumer. Like, how else are we supposed to get inspired, right? But just start generating ideas right now and then the creativity will follow. Like writers say, write a quick first draft and then throw it away. And that way the idea is out of your head and set into motion. And once something's in motion, it's hard to slow it down. Like, we create momentum where the vehicle becomes like this self-driving car and you reach your destination and you might even reach a destination that you hadn't originally intended on visiting, but we're happy when we get there. Why do I always use these car analogies? I have no idea, but it makes sense in my head, so hopefully it makes sense in your head. But the energy you've set in motion is pulling these new opportunities. And the question is, are you ready for those opportunities? If we shift our focus from relentlessly trying to find our passion to creating a body of work we can be passionate about, we can create a life of authenticity, a life that our 90-year-old self will probably be proud of. So let's get out there, start creating, start releasing, and start pursuing.
That's all we've got for this episode of the podcast. We have new shows every week, so remember to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone you think could benefit from becoming a balanced artist.